Are you a diehard fan of true crime? Or maybe you're fascinated by the strange, darker stories often left out of the history textbooks. Well, with Halloween weekend just ahead, we want to reshare a conversation that I had earlier this month. The organization called Ida History has a macabre history of Boise walking tour, which delves into the darker side of Boise's formative years. There is a tour this Saturday, in fact, on the eve of Halloween. Let's listen back now to my October 4th conversation with the co-owners of Ida History, Mark Iverson and Jeff Wade. Can we talk a little bit about Ida History? I mean, Mark, can you tell us a little bit about what your organization is?
Yeah, essentially, first and foremost, it's a, it's an organization meant for me and now Jeff to do what I want to do, right? Which is, archival research and find out the things that not everybody might know about Boise or state history at large, because we both love to get into the boxes and the stacks at the archives. So, and another thing was, I just like to be out when I worked for the City of Boise Arts and History Department. I like to be out with people that were also interested in history. And I learned a lot from them and they learned a lot from me. And they were always asking me about the strange or the weird things I might've heard. And so I just said, well, I'm gonna find out. And so it started as a tour industry or a tour business. And then it branched out into, doing some property research and genealogy and things like that. And so it's a local history business more than anything.
I think that's so cool. So Jeff, can you talk to us then about Mark? Mark mentioned kind of the property histories, the things like that, but people can actually reach out to you, right? If they want to know things about some personal or property history in Boise?
Yeah, so Boise or even the whole state, really, we can take a look at. So we will take our property research, for example, and we can go back all the way to like the homestead days to see who homesteaded the land there, a person's house or property was on. And then we will go through and we will research all the owners of that property to see, who lived there at that time. To see if they, did anything fun or significant, if there's any creepy or weird things associated with them. And then we also do, like Mark said, the genealogy. We'll research people's family history. Then we can really research any kind of historical event or, kind of anything like that. It's really fun because we get to learn a lot of cool, interesting stuff that we normally wouldn't.
Okay, I want to ask you about that in a little bit. But first, Mark, tell us a little bit about the Macabre Tour. Can you kind of give us a brief overview of what it is exactly?
Yeah, so, I went to Boise State. And so, I guess I was trained in academic history. But I also, if I could go back, I would do more of a public history, education for my path. But I was always interested in social history. And so after working for the City of Boise for 5 years, I really, especially with the cemeteries, I was on the admin side, working with Morris Hill Cemetery, the Fort Cemetery up on Mountain Cove Road, and then Pioneer Cemetery, once the Masonic Cemetery, and I've just became fascinated with all these stories. So after I left the city, I just said, I'm going to start looking into these types of people. So it started out, these characters that were in the cemeteries. And so I wanted to apply these characters and these tales that I was finding to an overall sort of contextual history of the development of the West, but through the case study of Boise. And so it started there, but I also want to entertain people. And so I wanted to blend academic with entertaining, and these tales were the way to do that. So, I mean, you have everything from, what was the West like out in Boise in these mining towns for women? What was it like for the Chinese population, and et cetera? And so that's really what each stop is about, is something larger and more contextual.
Okay, so I need to know, Jeff, when you take people on the tour, I'm assuming it's like a walking tour. Yeah. And is it like, ghost stories, or is it, you know, as Mark mentioned, some other things about history? Because I have to say, like, I've gone on a couple of these in other cities where, you know, it's about, it's, you know, it's kind of the history, like one in particular, like in Victoria, BC, and you learn all the history of like the Empress Hotel, right? And the deaths and all of that that's happened there. Is it similar to something like that, or what can people kind of expect?
So it's kind of all of the above. We talk about a couple of ghost stories on the Boise tour, and then we just started a tour in Nampa as well. But yeah, we'll talk about the ghost stories that we can find and kind of verify. And then it's mostly about the weird and strange deaths. And Mark talks about some weird medical devices that were used in a doctor's office. Talks about the canals where they were checking body parts in Boise, and then the medical waste ended up out in Napa Caldwell area. So basically anything relating to death or, disease, things like that.
So Mark, you're laughing. Okay. So I want to know what in all, for both of you. And so Mark, I'm going to start with you. In all of this research that you've done over the years, what is like one thing that has stood out to you, whether it's shocked you, appalled you, giving you the heebie-jeebies? I mean, what comes to mind?
Yeah. So it was like Jeff was saying, they had the City of Trees, kind of motto to get sort of Idaho. They wanted statehood. So they wanted Boise to be a capital, right, of the state, not a territory. So they started the City of Trees, kind of campaign. Well, they were planting them. And so you had this very mainstream side of things that are on Main Street. And then you had what was in the alleys and canals. And so I started looking around at, the two different opposing sort of sides of Boise. And sure enough, I found that there were real problems down in Caldwell. There's all these editorials where they're begging Boiseans sort of in the 1890s and 1880s to stop throwing things into the canals. And one of the things was St. Alphonsus was throwing surgical remnants into the laterals. Oh. And then one gentleman said that he had a restaurant and that he would have a filter on his, canal that extended from the river, and that it was getting parts of bodies stuck in it.
Ew.
Yeah, and so I have those articles, if you'd like to see them, I'll email them. But the people are always like,
I would totally read them.
Yeah, you probably like them.
All right, so I would actually like them. Okay, so Jeff, what about you? What is something that has stood out with you and stays with you?
For me, it's finding the stories of people that we have long forgotten. A lot of these people that we talk about are just names on pages now. When Mark and I research our tours and our other projects, we try to dig as deep as we can. We find, biographical data where they're born and kind of contact, put all of their life into a little bit of context. So we try to kind of almost remember these people and honor them in a way by talking about them. Otherwise, they would have been completely forgotten in history.
Mm-hmm. I love that because that's so true, right? I mean, I think as when you're looking at 100 years ago, 200 years ago, if we don't continue to tell these people stories, we do lose them. With that said, the tour itself, Mark, it's got an adult theme it's adult theme with parental discretion advice. I mean, does that basically mean it's scary? And I ask because, I have a 13-year-old who's like me, and I've been taking him on tours like this since he was about 10, but my almost 10-year-old, there is no way he's doing these things.
Yeah. I say there's parental advisory more because the topics are, fairly grisly. Sometimes I read the crowd and maybe I'll just go to surface level on some of the crime. But, I tell people if they bring their kids, I'm not going to change my delivery necessarily. Right. And so you have things like, you have the Ku Klux Klan was in Boise. So you got, some things, history of race that we're going to talk about, at one of the stops. And so depending on how educated the child is or what the parents want to hear. I just tell them that, you know, this is going to be a controversial stop. Or there's, mm-hmm. you know, there's love triangles where there's somebody's, you know, shot right here on the sidewalk in cold blood. And, you know, I need to tell the story about what happened to the guy's anatomy to finish the story because it applies. So I'm not going to leave that out, essentially. And so I tell parents that when they show up with their kids, I'm like, you know, this is what it is.
So I find
that most parents are like, okay, that's cool. Do your thing.
Yeah, continue. So Jeff, I think it's interesting because in the description of the tour, it says what is true of Boise's past is equally true of America's. Can you unpack that a little bit for us? Because I think that's so true, right? I mean, sometimes we want to think that there's, you know, no debauchery or hidden secrets in this quaint little city that we live in. And that's just not the case.
Yeah, you're completely right. Boise, it kind of developed in a vacuum out here in the West along the Boise River all by itself. But you had people, and people are always going to be people, right? And they're moving here from all over the country, and they bring their problems and their vices and everything else that they might have tried to leave behind that followed them here.
Can I add something to that?
So how do you... Absolutely.
I just wanted to say he's right. And, you know, the thing is that a lot of the most important features of American history and the westward expansion came through here. So yeah, it did develop in an isolated fashion, but before Boise even existed, and then as you know, gold was found in California and then later in Idaho, you know, a lot of the major events in history came through this valley. But also the darker side of Boise, especially prostitution and vice, that, like many other towns in the West, was a real foundation to many of these towns' economies. So, mm-hmm. there's really a lot of important history to be added to the dark side of things that ought to be taught, but aren't, right? And so, you know, right. Boise wouldn't have existed in the fashion that it did. Businessmen wouldn't have made the original money that they did had it not been for vice and prostitution, you know, and so then they could go into other ventures. So anyway, long story short, vices and corruption and prostitution are kind of foundational pieces to all Western towns.
And that was my October 4th conversation with the co-owners of Ida History, Mark Iverson and Jeff Wade. Now, remember, they do have a tour coming up this Saturday evening. So, of course, we will add a link to their tour schedule to our website, boisestatepublicradio.org. I want to thank all of you for joining us today and taking some time out to be a part of Idaho Matters. Remember, if you have a story idea or a comment, you can always email us at idahomatters@boisestate.edu. And remember, tomorrow is our Friday Reporter Roundtable, where our panel of journalists will get us up to date on all of the news that that made headlines this week, and there is quite a bit to get to. Our producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. Tess Goodwin is our production assistant. A big thank you to Eric Jones this week for helping us out while Sam takes some much-needed vacation time. Our theme music was written and produced by Boise musician Will Hall. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It is Thursday. I hope you have a good rest of your day, and we'll see you back here on Friday.